This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. This Thursday is the one-year anniversary of the mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida. 14 students died. 3 more were coaches or teachers. Last month, the CDC released a new study on these horrific events, which requires some context. For that, let's bring in KERA's Guns in America reporter, Anthony Cave. Thanks for being here, Anthony.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Anthony, so tell me a little more about this study.
Well, Justin, so the CDC, from July 1994 through June 2018, they looked at more than 400 school-related homicides. So through the most recent school area we have available, and they found that school homicides with multiple victims have become more frequent and more fatal.
And what exactly do they mean by school homicides?
So the study doesn't just look at mass shootings in schools. That's obviously a major part of it. More than 70% of these homicides the CDC looked at involved a gun.
Do we know any more about why these homicides in schools are increasing?
So it's tricky. So 8 incidents between 2017 and 2018 increased the numbers. I mean, naturally, we had 17 people killed at a high school in Parkland, Florida, and then we had 10 people killed at Santa Fe High School outside Houston. I talked to James Allen Fox, a researcher at Northeastern University in Boston, about this.
You can see in the CDC report that the curve upward in terms of victimization rate, and a lot of that's tied basically to those two cases. But overall, the rate, the risk of being killed at school is extremely low. And schools are safe, and they're safer than most places that our kids can spend time.
And you also talked to the lead CDC researcher on this study, right?
So she said while school homicides with multiple victims are up as of late, historically it has not changed significantly. In fact, these homicides account for less than 2% of all youth homicides in the U.S.
That is a really small subset of the population.
Exactly. So the CDC, they emphasize that these events are still very rare.
What else have we learned about these school homicides and shootings?
Well, for one, the CDC acknowledges in their study that some homicides may have been missed. I mean, they're calling from media reports, so they may not have everything. And also, NPR found that in the 2015-2016 school year, there were almost 240 reported school shootings, but then they went back and they called every school district to try to verify this info, and most of these claims were not substantiated. So the Department of Education, they responded by saying that this information is voluntary and it may not always be accurate.
And a criticism we might hear of the media is that these shootings are overblown. So there appears to be some truth to that?
Yeah, and obviously this data is hard to track. It may be voluntary. It may come from news reports. So there isn't one single source of information, as is the case for most data involving guns.
So what did we hear from the students? How did they feel about all this?
So in my reporting, I found at the Pew Research Center, they surveyed teenagers about school shootings, and most, almost 60%, they're either somewhat or very worried about a school shooting happening at their school. So data says one thing, but the fear is still there, especially with what these kids see on TV and on social media these days.
Thanks, Anthony. And you've been on the Guns beat for about 6 months now. What else can we expect from you in the future?
Justin, so next week we'll be looking at bump stocks. So obviously we've heard coming out of Las Vegas, President Trump banning these bump stocks on guns. So that's supposed to take effect at the end of March. So back in October 2017, a shooter killed 58 people firing down into a crowd at a country music festival from his hotel room window at the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Vegas. So what happened is, he used a bump stock, which modifies a semi-automatic rifle. So this essentially allows someone to fire more than one round every time they pull the trigger. So it kind of like simulates continuous fire. And there's a Texas peg here too. So bump stocks manufacture slide fire. So they used to be based 130 miles west of Fort Worth in Moran, but they've shut down since with all this bump stock news. So plenty to listen to on bump stocks next week.
Thanks again, Anthony.
You're welcome.
Anthony Cave is a fellow with Guns in America, a public media reporting project in partnership with KERA on the roles of guns in American life. To read a story, visit KERANews.org.